Good morning, everyone. As we start Masechet Sukkah, I think the first ha'ara to be made is actually on the very first word of a Masechet Sukkah. Sukkah shegavah l'mal ma'asim amo. So the word Sukkah is very problematic. The Cheshek Shlomo asks this kasha in the back of the Gemara. He says that l'chari, this word is a tos cipher. It's a printing mistake. Because he says the way we have Sukkah in front of us in the Gemara over here and really throughout all of Shas is it's written male with a vav. Samach vav chaf hey. So in fact, the Cheshek Shlomo says if you look in Tanakh, throughout Tanakh, every single time it says the word Sukkah, it's always Chaser. There's never a Vav in the word Sukkah. It's Samach, Chaf, Hey. There is no Vav, so why is it that in our Gemara, the way we have it over here in the Mishnah, so it's with a Vav, that is L'chayr, Tar Sefer, L'chayr, it's a printing mistake, and he wants to change a Girsa, which is a Paltik Gazach, to say the first word in the Masechta is a Tayis, the Ran says in the Dar, Made an Amtayah Bereish Tvarav. Vada, we don't want to say that there's a Tal Seifa over here. Lule Dvarv, I would have said that it is the Derech in Tarish Baal Peh, that it doesn't always follow the exact spelling of Tanakh, because in Tarish Baal Peh there's no Dikduk, there's no Nekudah, so sometimes we put in a Vav or Yud to make it, to know how to read it. It should be Sukkah, not Saka, and it's not necessarily a Kasha that there's an added Vav over here, but Lamaisa, he didn't like that Teretz, and the next Kasha that he asks would not be Meyushev with that. He goes on to ask another Kasha, and he says that if you look in the Sifrei HaMekubalim, Mashal by Chaim Vital, they write that the word Sukkah is the Gematria Tzadi Aleph, Gematria 91, and why is that? Because it's connected the Gematria of the Shem Havaya and Shem Adnas combined together. Shem Havaya is Gematria 26, Anas is 65, if you add them together it's 91, and Sukkah is Keneged the Shem Hashem, that's why Sukkah is Gematria 91. So in fact, the Cheshek Shlomo, what type of Gematria is this? The way Sukkah is written in Tanakh is always without a Vav. So you can't make a Gematria and be Mechavan and Yonim Keneged Sukkah and Shem Havaya if the Gematria doesn't work out. There is no Vav in the Torah. So what's the Pshat in Reb Chaim Vital? What's the Pshat in the Mekubalim? So the Cheshek Shlomo says that he was Yageya. He toiled very much in this kasha, and he says, Baruch Hashem, he found Yergati and Matzasi, that there is actually one time in Tanakh where Sukkah is written Mali with a Vav, and that is in Tehillim, Kapitel Ayin Vav, where the Pasuk says over there, Vehi B'Shalem Sukkai Moinasa B'Tziyan, the word Sukkai, his Sukkah, is spelled Samach Vav Chav Vav, it has a Vav after the Samach, and it's written Mali, and that is the Pshat. That could be a hezman, these mekubalim, why they make a gematria al pi sukkah with a vav, because there is one time in Tanakh that it's taka written mali. Now the question is, why do you pick that one time over every other time in Tanakh, and why taka, is it different in this pasuk than everywhere else? It's always without a vav, over here it's with a vav, what's the pshat in that? So the Cheshek Shlomo says a beautiful hezber, he says that the reason why sukkah is mali with a vav is, as the mekubalim say, it's connected to the shem havai and shem anis. The sukkah represents the shem Hashem. But we know that in this world, in Eilam Hazeh, Ein HaShem Shalem, Ein HaKisa Shalem, until Mashiach comes, the Shem Kiviyachol is not B'Shlemis. And therefore, being that Sukkah represents the Shem Hashem, every single time Sukkah is written in this world, in Teresh B'Chsav, it's written Chaser, it's written without the Vav, because Taka Ein HaShem Shalem. So what about that Pasuk in Tehillim? So that Pasuk in Tehillim is different, because that Pasuk is referring to what's going to be Lasa Lavei, V'hi B'Shalem Sukkah Emunasei B'Tzion, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Shire B'Tzion, when the Shechin will come back to Yerushalayim, when the Mashiach will come, at that point, Taka, the Shem will be B'Shlemus, the Shem will be the full Shem, and that's why Dafka over there, Sukkah is written B'Shlemus with a Vav, and that's Gufu Pshat in the Pasuk, V'hi B'Shalem. When is it Sukkah? When is the word Sukkah going to be B'Shlemus? When will it have a Vav? At the time of Me'unasa B'Tzion, when the Shechina will be Shara B'Tzion, when it will come Lasa Lavei. That's the Hezber, the Cheshek Shlomo, a beautiful Hezber. Now the Pella is that L'chari, he didn't answer the Kashi started off with. He said that the Sukkah in the Gemara is a Tal Sefer because you never have a Vav in Tanakh. So he found one time in Tanakh where it has a Vav, but that's going Lasa Lavei. But in every other time in Tanakh is without a Vav, and in Gemara we're not talking about Lasa Lavei, we're talking about a regular Sukkah today. So why would there be a Vav in the Sukkah in the Gemara? That L'chari is Tzarechian. So he didn't explain what he meant. And I think that after you could say that Pshat in the Cheshek Shlomo is like this. It's Yadua that the Svarim HaKadoshim write that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Araganas and Briyas Ha'olam. He saw that the world wasn't right to have it, so he was Aymed Veganza Lasa Lavei. So he was Gainez it until Lasa Lavei. Today we don't have the Araganas until the time of Mashiach. But the Svarim point out, the matter says that there were 36 hours in which the Araganas was Mashamish in this world, and they say that it's no coincidence that we also find that there are 36 Masechtas in Shas. That's the number of Masechtas in Shas with Gemara. So the Svarma Masber that the Arhaganas, even though Hashem is Ganas, it's not around until Mashiach comes, but there is a place we could find it in this world, and that is in Tarish Baal Peh, in the Gemara. When a person learns Gemara and you're Amal Batari Karo, you're able to find the Arhaganas, Zakan Mashbachu is Ganas, within each Masechta. So being that every Masechta, if it's learned properly, you're able to be taim that the taim of Ar HaGanah is the taim of L'Asad Lavay, that everyone else is not going to get to L'Asad Lavay. So Mimela, when it comes to Tarei Shebaal Peh, the spelling of Sukkah is kefi the spelling of L'Asad Lavay. It's written with a Vav, B'Shlemis, just like it is in that pasuk in Tehillim, because when a person learns Tarei Shebaal Peh, he's able to be taim that taim of L'Asad Lavay. This is shaykh to the pasuk of Vehi B'Shalom Sukkai, Umonasei Betzion. I just want to end off with a maisa from the Gra, which I think might also answer the kasha of why Sukkah is Malay, and that is that's brought down in the Akdama, the Pasuk Shulchan from the Talmud of the Gra, that one of the Gra's Talmidim once came to him, he finished Sukkah and he wanted to be Feher to Masech Sukkah, and the Gra asked him a couple questions, and one of the questions were, how many Sukkahs Ksheiris are there in Masech Sukkah, and how many Sukkahs that are Pasul? And the Talmud did not know the answer, and the Gra right away rattled off all the kosher sukkahs and pasul sukkahs, and he counted that there are 91 sukkahs that are kosher and 86 sukkahs that are pasul. And the Gra said that there's a remez to this because 91 is gematria sukkah with avav when it's malay, and 86 is gematria sukkah without avav when it's chaser, and that's a remez that the sukkahs that are chaser that are pasul are 86, the sukkahs that are malay that are kosher are 91, and perhaps that's another reason why sukkah is written malay with avav. And it's not easy to figure out the cheshbon of the Gra, because the Gra says it's not only in Bavli, but it's Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Tosefta. So it's that's somewhat of a job to figure out how this cheshbon works. There happens to be a kuntres written by someone in Eretz Yisrael called Sukkos Elio, and the whole kuntres is being mevar the cheshbon of the Gra, how to figure out how many sukkos are kosher and pasul. He says, and v'minyan kol ha-sukkos aksheres v'apsulis, and his karm, the Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, m'chumin l'minyan shemanon Rabbeinu HaGra, as a scummer from Chaim Kanievsky, and he goes through the minion of the sukkahs, alpi the derech of the Gra. So, kopanim, that is a little bit about the word sukkah, why it has a vav, and we should be zeicha that after we finish Masechta Sukkah, we should all be aimed in the bechina, the test of the Gra, to be able to rattle off all the sukkahs, ksheres, and psulis, and through our melech batayr, we should be zeicha to be megal a little bit of the Ar HaGanahs in Masechta Sukkah as well.